From the words of Scripture, Peter.
Our first reading this morning is from 1 John 3, 16 to 24, and this reading is rather potent this week. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and we will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. And then from John chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. In this we hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lord, open our ears to hear your word and our mouths to sing your praises. Amen. So yes, very appropriate readings for this week, both in terms of our annual cycle of remembrance, but also in terms of what we see and hear in our newspapers and on our TV screens, or however else we receive our news. But I'd like to start with a joke. Once upon a time, there was a farmer, and he was a really good farmer, and he cared for all the animals. And the animals all got round and said, we know we want to do something really nice for him. We're going to make him breakfast. And the chicken said, oh, well, you can have one of my eggs. And the cow goes, you can have some of my milk for his cereal. And they turn to the pig, and the pig's starting to look a bit worried. They're looking at the pig, and the pig go, don't you love the farmer? He cares for us. He gives us everything we need. And the pig goes, yeah, that's all right. What you guys are giving is a contribution. But what you're asking from me is a commitment. You're asking for me to give my very self. And of course, next slide, please. Of course, we will gather on Anzac Day. And we will remember. We will remember those whose love for this nation and this people was so significant that they were willing to give their lives for their mates and for their country. And for that, we are living up to the promise that we will remember them. But that's why I've got the second badge. At the second service, there will be one of the beneficiaries of legacy in the congregation, my father. My grandmother had my grandfather back from the war. They got married very quickly, had four kids, and then he died of war-related. He was exposed to chemical gas and had a heart attack. And so legacy... No, 13 years. From the dad, there was home 13, 14 years. And from then, these people who said, we're going to live up to our commitments to our mates. We are going to look after their widows and their children. And they did. And they continue to do. And I'm looking at the RSL, I'm looking at Soldier On, I'm looking at all those different organisations. I'm forgetting the name. There's a group of veterans who turn up whenever there's a disaster. The disaster relief mob love it because you don't send them where there's a lot of people, but you send them where there's a lot of hard work to be done and not a lot of people stuff, where they're out in the bush and they're brilliant at that. Or if you need someone to go in and clean out a house, they're your crew. They give their lives one day at a time for their country and for their mates, just as the people they remember do. So this Anzac Day, we remember them. We remember the wives. We remember the children. We remember the parents who grieve. Those who support, those who still carry the tremendous weight of war. But it doesn't just count in times of war, does it? We had this horrible story from Bondi last week, and then inside all these horrible stories, you suddenly have the story of the refugee who's got a job as a security guard who grabs a bollard and says, I'll take him, or I'll at least distract him for a while. Being willing to risk his life for strangers. Being willing to lay down his life if that's what it takes to keep his community safe. That's truly something for us to appreciate and to celebrate even in the midst of these tragedies. And every time there's a tragedy like this, there's always a story like that, isn't there? There's always someone, or the mother who gave her life so that her infant had a better chance of surviving. And I had the pleasure of going to an Order of Australia medal presentation. I nominated someone who got it, who would be frightfully... who might tell you who it is. But you heard the stories. Actually, there was one who was a volunteer church organist for 20 years, and a church nominated her. I told my organist at King Roy they'd done that, and she looked at me and said, "Do that and I'll leave the church." I don't do it for the glory, but that's what these rewards... These are awards for people who go above and beyond and turn up. Turn up, turn up, turn up. That's commitment too, isn't it? The willingness to say, I will do this and I will contribute not just what is due, but what is needed. And so we celebrate these people. And always we're trying to talk to people, trying to talk to people and give them an understanding of our faith. Anzac Day is a great day to say God's love for us is so, God's love for so much is for us is so much that God laid down his life for us. And I haven't totally ditched our theme of this unfolding realization of what the resurrection means for the disciples in terms of making sense of the cross. The cross is now transformed in the understanding in the readings we see is that God chose to lay down God's life for us. But that same God, Jesus Christ, could lift it up again. Literally, we've got the best of both worlds. That same love that took Jesus Christ to the cross for us now lives in the risen Jesus Christ who cares for us with the same intensity and commitment. And calls us to join him. To join him in being expressions of that love for all in the world. So thank you for turning up. And I pray that as we continue to walk our journey of discernment, we may take seriously that challenge which is laid at the heart of the Church Council's discernment. How can we be a blessing for the Redlands, which Jesus Christ lived and died and rose again for? And through our lives and through our gratitude, may God have all the glory. Amen.